The past couple of years have been heart-wrenching for the Sault Ste. Marie community, with recent cases of intimate partner violence resulting in the murders of women and children making national news. Sadly, domestic violence is an ongoing crisis that is not going away. Women in Crisis, Algoma, Inc. is a 24-bed shelter that provides support to women and children who are or have experienced abuse and violence. They have a variety of services that can help women prepare to leave safely and support them as they move forward. These services include counseling, which can be short-term or long-term for those who have experienced abuse, violence, and sexual assault. The organization also has a child and youth support program, two transitional and housing support workers, and a family court support worker. Norma Elliott, Director of Community Relations and Finance for Women in Crisis Algoma, says that they're finding that a lot of women are having to represent themselves or go into court by themselves. The organization's family court support worker can accompany clients to court and help them fill out court documents, which can be extremely complex. We're able to help them when they first come through the door, while they're here, and then follow up afterwards, says Norma. Something that women in the Sault area might not know about Women in Crisis, Algoma, Inc., is that they don't have to be staying at the shelter to access their services, such as access to a family court support worker, counselors, and housing support. Individuals who are supporting someone who's in an abusive relationship can access help too. Women in Crisis Algoma was established in 1979, and their work continues to be tragically needed. According to the Ontario Association of Interval and Transition, OAITH, houses, 52 women in Ontario lost their lives to femicide in 2021-22. Last year, the cases increased to 62, and as of September this year, there have been 52, and that's just the cases that have been identified as femicides. Many remain unknown or unreported. The organization received over 2,500 phone calls last year from women looking for support, an increase after the murders. People were afraid, says Norma. When people ask why someone doesn't just leave, they don't realize that the year after the woman leaves it's the deadliest. Norma says that Women in Crisis, Algoma, is calling for the provincial government to pass Bill 173, which would declare intimate partner violence an epidemic. Additionally, they want the city of Sault Ste. Marie to include addressing intimate partner violence and sexual assault in their strategic plan, which many other communities have done. The Community Safety and Well-being Plan portion of the strategic plan does not currently include these issues. In addition to their client services, Women in Crisis Algoma provides education to the community to work towards ending violence against women and children. They offer presentations to businesses and organizations on abuse and violence, what it is, what you can do if you know someone who's in an abusive relationship, or what you can do if you're in that situation. The organization also runs a Choices program for healthy relationships. Two of their workers visit high schools to speak to all grade 9 students about healthy relationships, what an abusive relationship is, and what you can do if you're in one, or if you find yourself being abusive. They also offer resources for help. It takes all of us to end violence against women and children, says Norma. She says that it's important to provide services to men who acknowledge and want help for the behaviors that perhaps they've witnessed growing up and was normal for them. This time of year can see increases in incidences of domestic violence, with women trying to stay together for the holidays. Sometimes Women in Crisis will see an increase in calls as early as Christmas evening. Norma is grateful that they are able to provide Christmas to everyone who comes into the shelter, thanks to the generosity of the community. Without people like our community members, we wouldn't be able to make a woman stay here as nice as we are able to, she says. Our organization is very fortunate. A big thank you to Arthur Funeral Home for donating this article. We get a tremendous amount of support from our community. For more information, visit here. Follow Women in Crisis, Algoma, Inc. on Instagram. To read Ontario Association of Interval and Transition House, OAITH, S Femicide Reports and Analysis, visit here.